You know, a lot of people desire to start a business, but they really don't know how and what to do. So God put on my heart to write a book called Biblical Entrepreneurship, and it solves the problem of not knowing how to start a business. It's a comprehensive guide for starting and operating an efficient business, and it discusses the seven-step process for operating your business God's way. The first step is how to obtain the vision for your business. The second step is how to hear from God. The third step is how to overcome obstacles like the fear of failure and the fear of rejection. So to learn more, please go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop button at the top and search for the Biblical Entrepreneurship Workbook. It's only $15. And again, the website is wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop button at the top and search for Biblical Entrepreneurship, and you'll be well on your way to starting an efficient business that glorifies God. Thank you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Today, the message is entitled Stand Against All Odds. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. The Greek word for stand is steko, which means persevere. So persevere means to persist in an idea, task, or purpose despite obstacles. In order to stand against the strategies and deception of the enemy, Satan, you must submit, obey the word of God. The Word of God says in James 4:7, submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When you submit to God, you automatically resist the devil. It's like walking in a room of darkness and then turning on the light. The minute you turn on the light, all the darkness disappears. Know the devices that Satan uses to steal, kill, and destroy you. Some of his devices are as follows. Lure you into disobeying God's word. For example, in Ephesians 5:11, it says, what fellowship hath darkness with light? Therefore, you should not develop friendly relationships, companionship with the ungodly, unbelievers of Christ, because they will influence you to do things that are wrong in the sight of God, such as gossiping, lying, and stealing. causes you to lust after the flesh, which causes you to disobey God. For example, you know that fornication is sin, but you allow man to seduce you and influence you to commit fornication. Another device that Satan uses is he causes you to invite the enemy into your life. For example, seeking advice from a non-believer. In Psalm 1:1 it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather." When you follow the advice of the unbeliever, you're following advice that is not based on the Word of God, not based on truth, and is therefore not founded on wisdom. When you don't exercise wisdom in your life, you're basing your thoughts and actions on foolishness. Ephesians 5:8-11 says, "For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light or the Spirit consists in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and trueness of life. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Let your lives be constant proofs of what is most acceptable to Him." And also 1 John 1:5 says, "God is light, and there is no darkness in Him at all. No, not in any way." So as a Christian, you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You are a representative of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you must represent Jesus Christ in your thoughts, words, and actions. This can only be achieved by the Holy Spirit, leading and guiding you to obey God's word. The Holy Spirit is your power source to do what the Word of God says to do, and what God says to you to do, because God will talk to you. He says in the Word, "My sheep know my voice." So if you're a sheep, a child of God, and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can hear God's voice, and God has many different languages that He uses to talk to His children. But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and it will lead and guide you unto all truth. John 16:13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth. For He will not speak His own message, but He will tell whatever He hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to Him, and He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future." John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In order to stand against the devil, you must grow spiritually, which requires reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God on a daily basis, not just once a week or every month. You will have to make time to do this. And as you do, you will grow in knowledge and understanding of the Word of God and develop a close relationship with Jesus Christ. When you read, study, and meditate on the Word of God and apply it in your life, you're exercising wisdom in your life, and you'll reap the benefits of wisdom. The Word of God says, "With all thy getting, the principal thing is to get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." Wisdom is the principal thing. With all thy getting, get understanding. So, if you want to be wise, ask God for wisdom. And the Holy Spirit will help you to understand God's word so that you can apply it in your life and share it with others. So I challenge you today to stand against all odds by reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God and obeying the Holy Spirit, following the Holy Spirit's leading in your life rather than your own way. And you will experience a life of fulfillment, a life of love, joy, and peace. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and we hope that you have been challenged and encouraged by today's message. And we invite you to come alongside and be a partner and donate monthly, quarterly, or annually. And when you do this, you're saying that you stand with us to teach the Word of God that transformed the lives of men and women for the glory of God. You stand with us to develop resources for spiritual growth of people. And you stand with us to help people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work God has begun in them, He will complete. And when you make a financial contribution, we'll send you my free book, You Are God's Masterpiece. So please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And I want to thank you for your prayers and financial support so that we can continue to reach more people with the knowledge of the Word of God. Knowledge of the truth. Thank you, and have a blessed week.